You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
That's like your San Francisco Bay, right?
I know.
Journey? It's National Plan of Vacation Day, right in the middle of polar vortex. We've got the contest on our Now Decatur Facebook page. Where would you like to be right now? Anywhere but here, right? All right. Tanya J. Powers joins us. I go to bed, I wake up, and the entire country's losing their mind about, President Trump, but that's not unusual. But Bible study in school. Tanya, this is an interesting case. I think of the president as probably not being a very religious man. I don't know why. but he knows how to sort of like pull the strings, right, and get people worked up about something. This is in Kentucky and some other places. How did this whole argument start? Set it up for us.
Well, this actually, his tweet, I believe it was yesterday, came in the kind of, the middle of some other tweets, but it was sort of stood out because it was like, it said, numerous states introducing Bible literacy classes, giving students the option of studying the Bible, starting to make a turn back. Great. That was the tweet. And it came shortly after a segment on Fox and Friends that talked about bills that have been introduced in at least six states that would allow public schools to, study the historical significance of the Bible. As you can imagine, there have been some objections to this kind of legislation. Apparently now states including North Dakota, Missouri, Indiana, West Virginia, Virginia, and Florida have these kinds of bills under consideration. Three of them were being considered last year in Alabama, Iowa, and West Virginia. None of those passed. There was one passed in Kentucky in 2017 that not only put Bible in there as an elective literature course, but also Hebrew scriptures as well.
Yeah, and I don't want to be like Madeline Murray O'Hare this morning, but I mean, I clearly understand why people get, at least interested in this. I think back to high school, I'm pretty sure I took a world religion class. I mean, I remember that, where we were to learn about other religions. So how much of this is just sort of historical? How much of it are people just kind of losing their minds for no reason?
That's a really good question. I don't know, because, you've got, like I said, these bills haven't been introduced. It is something that, some of the lawmakers are working on and would like to see passed. There are a lot of people who would not like to see this passed, who view this kind of as, a foot in the door to, once they get, these kinds of classes get, introduced. Some people are like, hey, look, this could, lead to other, more religious-based classes or
I'm really not sure where we stand in this country on public education and religion. It seems like, and maybe I'm wrong, but the actual question is public schools and Christianity, because we make exceptions for all kinds of other things. And so I understand why people get their ox gored on this. I'm not trying to, downplay Christians' beliefs. But I think it's just in general a good rule to follow the forefathers on this whole separation of church and state thing.
And that's the big question coming up for a lot of people with this is, wait a minute, is this not blurring the line of that? And apparently the law is loosely translated as, look, you can put it in there, but you have to do it under a a historical significance, not a religious significance.
Yeah, and I think that's fine if you're going to worry or learn about the world's religions, that Christianity be a part of that if you do it that way and have done so legally. I don't think many people would have a problem with it. I just always wonder what the agenda is, and it always seems to be one of these sort of red meat politics stuff just to get one side worked up over the other side.
That is a very good way of putting that.
Yeah, well, there you go. Tanya J., How cold is it in New York?
Right now, 31, but it's coming.
Oh, my God.
You're getting it now, right?
Get out of town. Just go now. I'm telling you, you don't want it. You just don't want it. No, this is a polar vortex part two, and it's just miserable. All right, great stuff as always. We appreciate it. Thank you very much.